Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, I'm afraid the rain is teeming down at the moment. About to bed down for the night, and I'm going to wander around Christchurch and see who we might meet at this CEO sleepout. Shine a light for Focus Ireland. It's my third year here. I'm meeting lots of people that I know. An old friend of mine has just wandered in here. He's Mr. Raymond Coyle, and he's from Tato Park. How are you, Ray Coyle?
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. I'm very fine. Grand. First time to be here.
Now, your first time here, what do you think so far? You heard Sister Stan inside, we heard Ashley from Focus Ireland. It's kind of moving, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, they're doing such a lot of great work, but there's so much to be done. But I read in the media about the homeless situation. So maybe by coming here, you may be able to help a little.
Continue to wander around Christchurch. As I say, the rain hasn't let up yet. Delighted now to bump into Gerry Fitzpatrick. He's the chairman of Deloitte. Gerry, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
How are you? Why are you here tonight, Gerry?
I'm here to, I guess, because I wanted to know what we could do in this homeless crisis. And I guess I was kind of, like everybody else, feeling a little bit hopeless about it. And I kind of worked out what could we do. And I found it. I guess the focus were the people who do know what to do. We just had a great talk from Sister Stan, who talked about, I guess, the history and ethic of this organisation, and they know what to do, and it's not simply about housing people, it's actually about solving a problem. So if you want to make a difference, certainly I felt linking up with Focus was absolutely the right thing to do.
We tend to be guilty of oversimplification, don't we, that it's about houses and it's about property and builders and things. When you hear Sister Stan go through the sort of chronological order of 32 years, it's very different, isn't it?
It is, and it kind of struck me when I was listening to her, and this is Mental Health Week, it's really actually not, the physical bit is significant, but it's actually people's mental health. The problems they're facing is what causes them to be homeless, and how, even with a roof over their heads, how they tackle those issues that they've gotten there in the first place. So it's a really complex issue, but certainly they do great work, and the advocacy and the support seems, the best programme in Ireland.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Mike Allen. He's the head of advocacy at Focus Ireland. Sorry, I'm a bit tongue-twisted here, Mike. Tell us what your key role is in the organisation.
Our job is to communicate to the public and to policymakers what Focus Ireland does and what changes we need to see in the way society is run, our economy is run, to end homelessness. One way of looking at it is the frontline staff work in individual lives and help individuals and families on a one-to-one basis, while we work much more on a wholesale basis. We look at what is the policy which is driving people into homelessness or preventing them moving out, and lobby government to change that policy and explain what Focus Ireland does to the general public.
How bad is the problem? Can you summarise the depth of the depravity and of the complexity of the problem that we actually have?
Yeah, it is the worst housing and homelessness problem that the country has ever seen. So 8,000 men, women and children who are homeless living in emergency accommodation tonight. That's more men, that's more women, and that's more children than we've ever had experiencing homelessness before. So right across every sector. The family homelessness problem in Dublin has just grown incredibly over the last number of years. 2011, there were about 140 families homeless. There are now 1,400 families homeless. That's 10 times as much. And we're beginning to see similar problems for family homelessness emerging right across the country in all the big towns and cities. So there's absolutely no doubt that we're facing the most serious problem in every dimension of homelessness that you can imagine. It's getting worse, and we're having to work harder to deal with the underlying causes and to help the individuals who are experiencing it.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Dee Forbes. She's the Director General out at RTE. Dee, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Delighted to be here.
I don't know why, but we don't get to talk to RTE people very often, so it really is a pleasure to talk to you. It's a bit cold, it's a bit miserable. You're here, this is your first sleepout, is it?
It's my first one, and, you know, I'm delighted to be here, and I suppose, you know, why am I here? But first of all, I suppose I was inspired by my colleagues at RTE because we have 60 people sleeping out at RTE tonight, and in fact I'll be joining them a bit later on.
Okay.
So it was really in talking with them, they've been doing it for 3 years. So it was that, I suppose, coupled with my own awareness over the last year of just the crisis that we're in. And, you know, I spent 27 years living in London, and I have to say, coming home and seeing the homeless crisis daily here really shocked me.
Yeah.
So really, I'm here to do my bit. You know, I think, as Sister Stan said inside, you know, it's a societal problem, and we need to all come together to raise awareness and shine the light. So that's why I'm here. And it's one night, and I hope that by all of us being here, we will raise the awareness, and together we can, you know, help solve the problem.
The stat that really scared me inside was the number of children in homelessness. I think we really just have to be shocked and staggered by that.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure, and I think it's a new sort of homelessness. And I think, again, that's what is, I think, is in talking to people inside, has really hit home, that anybody now could face homelessness. And that's the crisis we're living in. So, you know, when you hear about children and families not having a roof over their heads, you know, I would just say to everybody going to bed tonight, just think about it. When you pull that duvet over your head, we're very, very fortunate. So let's try and do our bit.
Somebody who knows us well has just dropped in to say hello. Mattress Mick, how are you?
Hello, Bobby. I'm great, thank you. Fantastic. I'm delighted to be here this evening.
Now, what do you make of this, Mick? You know, all these CEOs sleeping out for homelessness. You know town well. You've businesses in town. What's your own take on what's going on?
Well, I think it's great that men in high position in industry and all types of businesses have given up tonight to sleep out and to feel what it's like and to experience the terrible conditions that homeless people have to endure. Mm. I think it's great. I know it's not... they have somewhere to go after here. It's not a permanent thing for them. But just to feel the sensation of having to sleep on the footpath or on the side of the street, it'll certainly make them, I think, realise how serious this whole situation is. And it is a very serious situation. I have walked around Dublin. I have looked at what goes on, particularly with Apollo House situation, which I was involved in. And it opened my eyes to the misery and the hardship that a lot of people have to endure just to stay alive.
Yeah.
To stay alive. And to be part of anything like this, I think, is just wonderful.
Now, a pleasure to welcome Fionnuala Meehan. She's the head of Google Ireland, and she's here in solidarity with Shine a Light. How are you, Fionnuala?
I'm good. Don't quite know what to expect from tonight, but I'm ready for it.
Okay, you've got your tent and your ground sheet rolled up tight, all that good stuff. It is, you were inside earlier on, Fionnuala. It is kind of, there is a real atmosphere here this evening, is there not, about, you know, people sort of desperately wanting to make this problem go away.
Yeah, I mean, just researching, you know, what's happening at the moment with homelessness. It's shocking to see that how it's just increasing in every category year on year, increasing the number of children, the 18 to 24 year old category as well. At a time in your life when you're supposed to be out discovering the world, you know, imagine that we're seeing, you know, that category increase as well as families, over 100 families new to homelessness in August this year alone. So I know it's something that we're kind of used to hearing about in Ireland and in Dublin, but it's shocking when you look at the numbers to see how much they're increasing year on year.
Delighted to meet one of the veterans of the sleep out here. It's his fifth year. He got special attention upstairs earlier, as been pointed out, as one of only four people who's done five of these sleep outs. And he's Charlie Shiel. He's the general manager at the Marker Hotel. Charlie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Delighted to be here.
Charlie, as a veteran, and again, I joked about it there, but, you know, fair play to you for doing 5 years. Why do you keep coming back?
I think, as Sister Stan said earlier, this is genuinely, it's a crisis, and it's not something that's going to be solved by one or two organisations. So the first year I did it, I felt compelled to just keep doing it. And the support we've had from friends, family, people that we work with, and you know, even business partners, and that has just been overwhelming over the years. And I have to say, this year it's been easier to raise the money, because I think people's awareness of how big a problem it has been. But it's, I think, a reset button for me every year doing this, and knowing when you wake up in the morning, exhausted with very little sleep. You get to go home and you actually get to get into your own bed in your own home and have a sleep and be grateful for that. So it's a reset button for me, but it's always one that I feel compelled to do, and it's such a great cause.
Can I just say one thing to you? If you've been here 5 years and you know you've done your bit every year, the money being raised seems to be going up every year, but is it not kind of disturbing that the problem seems to be getting worse as well? In other words, that there are more people here this year, more money will be raised, but unfortunately we've more homeless.
Yeah, it's as we know from working in the hotel business, the amount of people needing rooms every night and the lack of accommodation, and you see it everywhere. It's an absolute tragedy. It's a shame in terms of what's happening. But I think in terms of the people that are here tonight, including myself, we can only keep doing as much as we possibly can do every year and raise as much as we possibly can to help organisations such as Focus Ireland do everything that they possibly can. But, you know, again, going back to what Sister Stan said, it needs everybody. It's a social problem.
Now, as they say, an army marches on its stomach, and the person in charge of the catering here tonight is Isild Ward. She's from Food Cloud.
Thank you. Yeah, we were delighted to be able to support such a fantastic event. It does such amazing work to raise awareness of the terrible problem that we have of homelessness today.
Isild, you might tell me about the logistics of your operation. Who are you feeding and where?
Yeah, so we work with over 300 businesses across Ireland, and those businesses have perfectly good food, but for whatever reasons can't sell that food. So we rescue that good food, and it's delivered to over 400 charities across Ireland, including Focus Ireland. And really what that does is it provides an additional resource to charities who are very resource constrained. For example, in September, we redistributed the equivalent of over 220,000 meals, or the equivalent of €300,000 to that network of charities, because they can use it to save money and invest in their other services like homeless services, or they can use it to feed more people.
Now I'm delighted to be joined by Roisin McGaughian. She's the CEO of NTR. Roisin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm wet. I was actually looking, because you know we're in the wind business.
Yeah.
So normally I love to see a bit of hurricanes coming through Ireland, but this is my one night where I thought this is not such a great idea. But no, my Met guys tell me it's going to be okay.
What are your thoughts around tonight, Rosh, in terms of what you've seen, what you've heard, the kind of vibe you're getting from Christchurch here?
Yeah, I mean, it's good fun now, but we had a serious talk earlier on. Sister Stan told us about just the, you know, what's happening, the state of the emergency that's out there. Like, I had a feel for it coming in, but it is absolutely, it would bring you to tears, what you're hearing and what you're seeing. It's extraordinary. For me in particular, I'm a mother of kids. It's the fact that the emergency has spread now, that we've got young children out there who have no home to go to, no food to eat or to prepare in their house. They're doing homework at the end of the bed. It's just a chaotic lifestyle, and it's extraordinary in this day and age that we have come to this.
And do you think, again, when you look in the room there and you look at the people, I suppose, here this evening, do you think we can solve the problem? Would you be optimistic for a solution?
Of course we can. Look, again, I'm in the business of major projects. And one of the things that slows us down is just bureaucracy. It's planning. It's all of this. We can break through this. It's extraordinary. We have the will. The government's behind it. We have the resources. It's really just about organizing ourselves, strategically saying this is an emergency, and get going and start building.
There are the bells of Christchurch. On that note, we'll leave you go. Roisin McGaughian, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.